Thanks, Diamond, for taking the time to tell your story and your path after high school. Can you tell me where you grew up and where you went to school?
So I grew up in like South Central area. I attended Animo Inglewood Charter High School.
What was special about that experience at Animo Inglewood?
I think that because Animo was so small that I feel like a lot of counselors and teachers had a really good opportunity to reach out to certain kids that they know that were going through issues. And I felt like Ms. Johnson did a really good job at like showing that she cared and actually creating things that helped us. I mean, I don't know of any other school that actually had therapy sessions with like group of kids. Like we would actually like literally sit on the floor in a circle and talk about our lives, like on a really deep level. And Ms. Johnson like really made it safe, a safe place for us to where that like, you know, in high school where it could be petty and, you know, little stupid things that happen. But Ms. Johnson really made this circle a safe place. And she really chose people that were actually going through things outside of school. Like my dad was killed when I was in high school. And prior to that, he had a lot of issues going on. So I think Ms. Johnson knew that that affected me. So that's why she chose me to be a part of the therapy session. And I think with her doing that, it kind of opened my eyes also too, just after high school, like how to maneuver and ask for help to actually go to therapy and talk through issues because you need that. So just experiencing that in high school, I feel like it changed my perspective a lot on just life and just like how to treat people and like how to be a good person. I think Ms. Johnson was just like genuinely a good person and she wanted to see the students that she cared about actually succeed in life, you know?
I'm really glad that you had that opportunity to recover. There's still many times in life, I think, that we need help, and sometimes we don't exactly know how to ask for it. So you mentioned earlier, off of this interview, that you had a chance to go on a college tour. What was special about that experience?
I think what was special about it was seeing myself in a higher standard of like a college institution. I think like seeing our history, I think, you know, when you go to an HBCU, like the first year, they kind of like ingrain in you like the history of the school, the history of HBCUs. So I think that was kind of like the thing that I took away from going on that college tour was just like, this is such a cool experience. And you rarely got to see that being from LA, because the colleges that we see is like USC, UCLA. We don't have an HBCU out here. So going on that tour just kind of opened my eyes to like just who I am as a Black woman, you know?
You went to Animo Inglewood, you had this great experience learning about colleges outside of California, then you went to an HBCU. Can you tell us a bit about that experience?
So like going to HBCU and learning about my history, I was just like so fascinated with everything. And then like I did a pageant for, I was like crowned Miss NAACP, Royal Blue and Gold. And then just getting that experience, like, you just don't get it in LA because LA, we have a Black community, but when you go to a HBCU, especially CAU, you have a whole like little town. You have CAU, you have Spelman, you have Morehouse. So it's like a whole big community. So just experiencing that, it just changed my perspective on who I was. It helped shape, you know, who I became as a person when it comes to my community and just like how I want to better my community. It's like, I feel like when you go to a HBCU, you get to blossom and be yourself. I feel like when you go to a PWI, you kind of just like, you're timid. You don't really know where you kind of fit in. And it was like at a HBCU, you fit in everywhere.
After this moment, you had to fit in and you got to experience a different side of college, and I'd even go as far as saying a rare side of college, you decided to come back to LA. I know you've done a lot of things since you've been back, but recently you were featured in the LA Times for your Clean Up South Central initiative. Can you explain how that started?
I saw a lot of people like clean up on Melrose in Fairfax. And it just kind of bothered me only because I know that like these stores on Melrose and Fairfax, they have a lot of money, and getting their community clean wouldn't be like a big thing. Like it's, you know, like I'm going to be paying people. I feel like it just rubbed me the wrong way because I feel like I live in the community. My family still lives in a community where like Rodney King riots happened and just like the 1965 Watts riots happened. And just in general, just like when you live in the hood, you see the poverty, you see streets are dirty and you see abandoned buildings. So I felt like if all these people are coming out to help this community, why can't they come out to help my community? So it was literally like, I thought about it and was just like, yeah, do you guys want to help me clean up my community? And then like I had wrote it on my Insta story, and then like maybe like a couple of my homegirls were like, yeah, sure. So then I thought about that on like Sunday or Monday, and I was like, I'm gonna just do it. And then I did a little graphic design. It was nothing real major. And then I did the graphic design, then I posted about it, and like literally just freaking blew up. It just happened so fast. I wasn't even like prepared for what was going to happen. Like it just literally, like the picture, it got over like 10,000 likes. I was like, this is insane. And it was just insane. So I just felt like this was a better way for us to like protest and to like show that we care about our community.
How do you think more leaders can sprout up and do things that you did in regards to cleaning up South LA?
I think it's more so just about like just actually doing it. I think a lot of people are maybe a little timid about doing things because they just don't know if like they'll get the support or whatever. But I feel like for me, it was always just doing it. Like, I feel like if a lot of people just take the necessary steps to actually want to better their community, I think that a lot of change will happen. I think it's hard for people to probably put themselves in a position to lead because I honestly wasn't prepared for what happened. But I think once we get past that point, a lot of good things will happen.
What were the emotions going through your head? Were you afraid? Were you afraid about how people would remember South LA from its 1992 scars?
Honestly, I was afraid only because I didn't want it to be an issue, especially around that time. Like it was a lot of emotions going on. It was a lot of like rioting and stuff. So I was definitely afraid that I was going to do more harm than good. But when I saw how much people just wanted to clean up, it was definitely very emotional because it was just like, wow, like people just really want to clean up and give back. And, you know, I was able to put that together. So it was definitely very like an emotional time.
Do you think that this jumpstarted your affinity towards activism? Will there be more stuff after this?
I think it definitely put me in a place where like I feel like I can really do something for the community. So I think it's definitely motivated me to continue to want to do more.
Last question here for you. If you could give the next generation of students a word of encouragement, those following after you at Animal Inglewood or any school in South LA, what would those words be?
I think those words would be to follow the dreams that you want to follow right then and there. I think it took me a while to get to a place where I was okay with following my dreams. I think that once you graduate from high school, you may have a lot of pressure of like trying to figure out your life. But I realized that like as you grow, you're not going to be there just because you graduated high school.
it's a whole process. So I think the more you lean into your dreams and your goals, the more closer you are to it. And I felt like the more I leaned into like what I really wanted to do as I got older, the more it became available and the more opportunities presented itself. So I think my advice would be to just really follow your goals and like, don't take no for an answer, because you're always going to hear no. And that's not a sign of failure. It's just a sign that you're on the right path.
Well, thanks so much, Diamond. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to share your story and to be a source of encouragement and a role model for the next generation of students.